This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes before the African-American man died, said very little as he appeared in a court in Minneapolis for the first time since being arrested and criminally charged. During the court hearing in which Chauvin appeared on closed-circuit television, the ex-officer, who has been fired and arrested after Floyd's death, was given a $1 million bail with conditions. His attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail, nor did he speak of the substance of Chauvin's charges. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June 29th. The three other former police officers who were involved in Floyd's death have also been fired and jailed and await court dates. Chauvin pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds on May 25th as he and the other three officers arrested the 46-year-old unarmed black man. Floyd was pronounced dead later. Autopsy conducted separately in the following days, both ruled his death a homicide. Democrats in the U.S. Congress are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. However, the political outlook is deeply uncertain in this polarized election year. The Justice and Policing Act would overhaul legal protections for police, create a national database of excessive force episodes, and set new standard for police training. President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. At the U.S. Capitol, Democrats read the names of George Floyd and others who died in police hands and then knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. This is the